Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. There's a point that I want to make about Hitler and about the portrayal of Hitler, and it applies to a number of people who are in our movement and who are trying to get the message of Hitler out. The problem that you must remember is that Jews do not want the truth about Hitler or the Germans to ever come out. They do their utmost to hide the truth, to obfuscate things, and to misrepresent things in every conceivable way that is humanly or inhumanly possible. And in the decades after World War II, to try and have a reasonable discussion about Hitler or the Jewish lies about the Holocaust, any kind of sane, reasonable discussion is not allowed. And so in the age of the internet, and even just before the internet, there were people trying to get the message out in order to try and say something about Hitler that could actually reach a wider audience. And there are people like Leon de Grel, for example, who was in the Waffen-SS. And Leon de Grel wrote fantastic stuff about Hitler and about the Germans and his experiences with them. And Leon de Grel even went to great lengths to portray Hitler as a Roman Catholic. He made it clear that Hitler believed in God. And I don't want to get too much into that about God versus the church, because there is a difference here in how Hitler viewed things. But Leon de Grel went to great lengths to portray Hitler as a good Roman Catholic, though my Boer Nazi pal, the university lecturer, told me that Hitler actually resigned from the Roman Catholic Church at a point. And he openly said that he doesn't want to be involved in religious stuff. But I can understand why Leon de Grel went to such great lengths to try and portray Hitler in this way, because he's dealing with large numbers of Christians, large numbers of white Roman Catholics, who don't want to even listen to anybody if he's not a Roman Catholic. So there is a need for them to get a message that is palatable to them, otherwise they'll just reject it outright. They'll just reject him as a, you know, the son of Satan kind of a thing. And one can forgive Leon de Grel for pushing that line, because he's trying to do the best he can. He's trying to do his best to try and portray these people as human beings, but he's also got this audience that's not educated, that doesn't understand National Socialism, that doesn't understand the concepts of these Germans, that doesn't understand the advanced thinking of these Germans. And you get other people who've done the same thing in more recent times. You get Dennis Wise, who's done the fabulous, fabulous video, The Greatest Story Never Told. And The Greatest Story Never Told is an absolute classic in portraying Hitler as a human being, as a white man just trying to freaking live out his life and do something to save his country and his people. However, Dennis also goes down that whole path of the Nazis were Christians and trying to rebrand Hitler as a Christian. And the problem that you face is that Hitler found himself among vast numbers of Christians. The society he was in, the Germans were Christians, and he was trying to help the Germans, and there were concepts that were scientific concepts that were moving them beyond Christianity. There were scientific things and philosophical thinkings, like the thinking of Nietzsche, for example, these thinkings were deep, and these thinkings are not always in line with Christianity. And the Germans had to deal with this. The National Socialists, the Nazis, had to deal with a population that was basically Christian. They couldn't go and kill their own people because they were Christians. They wanted to help them. And so, instead of being negative towards their own people, they were positive towards their own people, even when they disagreed with their own religious concepts. And you need to keep these things in the back of your head when you are dealing with Hitler. And another thing about Hitler is that, again, because of censorship and also just the inability of people to grasp the truly fantastic thinking of these Germans. These National Socialists, these Nazis, were not just another political party. This was a whole different thing. This was a complete reinvention of the white European. And many people, even now, in order to try and get the message out about Hitler, they have to make sure that the message is palatable to any kind of normal, average, one could almost call it retarded white, who's been lied to his whole life. The average white person has been lied to from the day he was born till the day he dies. The white man and white woman are lied to from the time that they're children until the time that they breathe their last. And people are out of touch with reality. However, the Nazis were not out of touch with reality. They represented reality, and they understood every aspect of reality. So you will find that a lot of people, to present details about Hitler and about the Germans and the National Socialists, you will find that these people have to conform to all kinds of stupidity and weirdness and narrowness and liberal Jewish censorship in this modern age. So on the one hand, you've got the Jew and the censor busy trying to find any excuse, no matter how lame, in order to stop any message about Hitler and the Germans. And on the other hand, you've got a retardation that is set in from endless lies and misrepresentation, not only of Hitler, but of even Western civilization, even the history of your own country. If you live in America, your own history is being rewritten by the Jews, and the Jews are telling you what your history actually means. And it means whatever the hell the Jews want it to mean. So the fact that the founding fathers and the first leaders of America for the first 100 years of its existence, that they were actually racists, that kind of stuff is removed. And now you're told, no, 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 America is something else different. And this is just the Jew at work. And people's minds are so softened and removed from reality that even the men find certain of these facts undigestible, not to mention the women. So you've got a whole bunch of factors at work here. Of course, it is true that Hitler was a good man. It is true that Hitler loved animals. It is true that Hitler loved children, that Hitler was doing his utmost to support families, that he was creating the most family-friendly government in the history of the world. All these things are true. He stopped cruelty to animals. He stopped experimentation on animals and all sorts of things. He did many good things. And after World War II, the liberals and the Jews came And they stole lots of his good ideas, lots of his brilliant ideas, and then they tried to misrepresent it as their inventions. And you think that, caring for animals is a liberal Jewish thing, but it's actually not. Hitler was the man who made it happen. And Hitler made many, many, many things happen that had never happened before. And huge amounts of those things are stolen from Hitler. He's not given credit for it, and they pretend that that is the value that they stand for. Bunch of fakes and scum and liars that they are. So people are doing a great job. Whites are doing a great job in trying to get the message out and making it palatable to people and getting it past censorship tricks, and also to be able to get it to the masses. And people have made massive strides in this. People from Ernst Zundel, David Irving, and many others, including people who are alive now and still active now. These people have done massive things in order to try and use our limited resources in order to get this message out to the masses of whites and to start getting them thinking. And it's working. It's working. It's working very well. You also have people like that girl Evalian, the Canadian girl Evalian, who had vast numbers of young boys and males as her audience, and she was teaching them about Hitler and the Jews, doing brilliant, brilliant work. And you've got people like Carolyn Jaeger and many others who've written really great stuff about Hitler and studied him properly. But the one thing that you must not lose sight of is that there is a understanding of the National Socialists, of Hitler and the Nazis, that these people are deeper than just mere propaganda. They are not just nice, sweet people. These are not weak people either. And weakness was not a German thing, and weakness is not a European value. And weakness is not what European nations and European empires were built on. White people are strong people, and we are actually very much in tune with nature, though others try to misrepresent that too. In that we can function very much in line with nature. And that also means accepting the laws of nature, and some of the laws of nature are brutal. And you get a quote from Hitler where he says something like, "He who wants to live, let him fight." And that is an understanding of the nature of life and power. And that is not a representation of the weakness that you see today in the world. The Jews try to pretend that our world is a world where we only worry about embracing the weak and the useless and the dysfunctional, and we try to keep everybody alive at all costs, and we do all kinds of weird things just to be inclusive. And the real reason is because the Jews want us to be inclusive. But they are loading all kinds of garbage into America, into Europe, into every country where the Jews go, because the Jews need to make their low standards acceptable to whites. However, when whites are functioning in their proper mode, whites are not actually a weak people, and whites do not have weak values. Hitler, for example, admired the Romans. The Romans were a very, very strong white people. Very strong. Mentally, physically, they were strong, determined, and their minds were extremely determined, among the most determined whites who ever lived. So you mustn't imagine that everything about Hitler is soft and cuddly, and we need to just hug Hitler all the time. Hitler also knew that there are certain things, and these things are nasty. That is why Leon de Grel, for example, says that when the time came for Hitler to die, that Hitler was as calm on that day as he was on any other day. He knew today is the day I have to die. And he'd made his thoughts and preparations along those lines. And Eva, his wife, she'd even written a letter to tell her family or her sister or somebody, we're going to kill ourselves, and this is why, and we're happy with this, and I'm happy that this is how it's going to be. These people have a strength in them, and the National Socialists have a strength about them that you must not forget. And you must remember that in modern society, all nations are built and controlled by armies of white males, even now. And they have got values that come from our long, fantastic history. Just because they are letting faggots, black women, and faggots and all that into the military doesn't mean that this is the way it's always been. This is a perversion of the laws and rules of white men, and it is a bad thing, and it makes those organizations less effective. The organization of whites that is traditional, that is old, that is tried and tested, these things worked. And Hitler would not have brought in faggots and black women and fat women and all kinds of degenerates into the SS. You need to be careful about the way civilization is portrayed these days, how our values are portrayed these days, the values of whites, the values of Europeans, the values of all our nations, because the liberal and the Jew has been hard at work undermining our original values. And you must remember that our value system was a strong system, and Hitler was making it even better and even stronger. So you mustn't get confused between the degeneracy of society, government, military, academic thinking, psychological thinking, scientific thinking. You mustn't let modern degeneracy and backwardness fool you into believing that everything about Hitler and the Germans was soft and cuddly. They weren't cruel people, but they also knew what they had to do and what was expected of each of them in this world. And it was a male society. It was a European male society where the man is a man and the man gets the job done and the man knows he's got to go out there, maybe face bullets, do whatever he has to do. And we have to return to those things. Those are valid values, and those values give us a lot of extra benefits that come out of it. Those values make us stronger, and the society we create is very strong. White societies are very strong. White people do not realize this. And that which came out of Europe is extremely strong. And it's helped us, those of us who've gone out of Europe and lived in other continents, because it's made us strong, it's allowed us to conquer. So just remember that Hitler is a very reasonable, very decent, very civilized man. And he can talk to his dog and take care of his dog, and he can hold the children and appreciate them. And he can be a very, very nice man. He can tell jokes, he can be very well behaved, he can smile, he can laugh, he can make tea for somebody. Leon de Grelle used to talk about that. He can do lots of really nice things. He's a civilized man. He's a truly civilized man. He's a real creation that is something to be proud of. However, part of that is also a strong man, a man with a strong mind, a man with strong values. He's not a weak man. And you must never imagine that the Germans, the Nazis, that this was a weak system. This was a system that took white men, and the goal was to take white males and make them supermen. They were striving upwards. They were striving to new highs. They were striving to do fantastic things. And you can see the unbelievable engineering and scientific achievements that came out of these people. Unbelievable things that even 75 years later, it reads almost like science fiction. So just remember that they were very decent. They could be very civilized, most likely the highest culture that we've known since the Romans. But don't imagine that it's also a weak, wussified piece of rubbish. It's not the same as the soggy, modern, garbage, Jew liberal infestation of civilization. It's nothing like that at all. It's nothing like that at all. And part of the problem, as I see it, is that there are lots of whites that I talk to. And these whites are continuously trying to soften a lot of aspects of Hitler because his strength is unacceptable to a modern, weak, pathetic, confused, Judaized world. And what I'm trying to get at is that a lot of whites, especially the men, have to move out of that mode. You've got to start hardening yourself, and you've got to start hardening your mind. Hitler and the Germans are not always fluffy. They are not always fluffy and cuddly. They're also strong. And we ourselves need to strive to be like them. We aren't even capable of being a tenth of the strength that they were, but that is what we must strive for, because that is important. And it's a point I was making recently in an email discussion with some people. And I actually had a very interesting exchange with some people in the movement. And I said to the one guy that when you listen to what I'm trying to tell you, you're going to think that you are talking to the devil himself. But you need to understand the concepts. There are concepts in here that are not Christian, that are not the same as what you're used to. Just because it comes from civilized men who thought deeply, wrote carefully, and operated with high integrity, doesn't mean that they are soft and weak. In fact, their goal was to be strong and to be as strong as they possibly could be. And we ourselves, white males, we need to strive towards that. We must make it a part of our life that we are going to strengthen our minds and we are going to adapt to reality. And all kinds of hideous things must not bother us. I also have a belief in shielding the women. I think our women struggle with certain things. And it's maybe the nature of our women that our women are motherly, caring, nurturing, and there's nothing wrong with the wonderful values that our women had and should have again. They are wonderful values. And femininity, caring, empathy, these are wonderful, wonderful values of our women, and they need to come to life and they need to be brought to fruition again. But our women are also then susceptible to applying this in the wrong place, and the males must shield the females from some of the hardness and horrors of life, so that our women are not emotionally affected by some of the hideous things that make up life. And it is the man's job to face the harsh realities of life and keep the women away from those things. That is what we are there for. We are there to see to it that the women and the children go into the playgrounds, and in the playground it's happy and people laugh and the sun is shining. But maybe on the edge of the country there is warfare and there are people who need to be killed, or there's some other nasty or dangerous thing that has to be done. And the men have to go and do that. And it mustn't affect the women and children. When the women and children get up in the morning, they must see the sun is shining. They must feel safe. They must smile. They must get on with life. Their hearts must be full of love and so forth. But don't ever imagine that that is an accident. It is the male's job to see to it that that is the way that their lives are. And we have to do what we have to do, no matter how ugly it is, no matter how nasty it is, no matter how dangerous it is, in order for the playground to be beautiful and for the women to smile and to feel happy every day. That is our task. We need to see that they are safe and those things. So I just want to make it clear to you that Hitler is not just cuddly and fluffy. He's very decent, very nice. He believed his dog could listen to him and understand him. He was convinced of the intelligence of animals. This was a very perceptive man. And he also had men around him who were extremely clever and very deep. And they talked deep, serious, real things. But just be aware that it is the man's task, and it is part of our civilization and our history. And it always has been. It's only in the last few decades that we've become completely mad, but it's always been in our civilization that we strive to be better, that we strive for strength, and that is our task and our role. And never forget that. So remember, these are decent people, high civilization, probably the highest civilization we've ever seen, the highest intellectual and scientific achievements of all time. And we need to get back there, and we need to go beyond that. But don't imagine that these are weak, pathetic people, that they would just welcome all kinds of garbage, that they would just let everything go to ruin. They would not. They would fight against degeneracy, against downward motions. They would fight it with a total ruthlessness. They would not accept it. So just remember that they are very, very high civilization, but it doesn't mean that civilization is weak. In actual fact, the greatest civilizations of whites were actually strong. The Romans were the finest example prior to the Germans. High civilization, tremendous achievement, and a total rejection of weakness. But that is the male portion of it, and we need to get back to there. So thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves. We'll be chatting again soon.